We're on.
Entertain a motion to come out of recess back into public hearings. Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now back in public hearings to hear conditional use 2126. Mr. Moore?
Ms. Cornwell, if you want to give us a summary, please.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial vehicle storage and car sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 9.54 acres, more or less, lying on the south side of Vines Creek Road, approximately 0.44 mile east of Armory Road. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 11, Parcel 172. The 911 address is 30028 Vines Creek Road, Dagsboro. The staff would note the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on May 10th. At that time, they deferred for further consideration at their May 26th meeting. They did recommend approval for reasons 1 through 4 and conditions 5A through H.
Any questions from council?
Staff would also note that the front half of this use is a legal non-conforming car sales facility. It existed prior to zoning. So this conditional use would legalize that, get into conformance, and then he's also looking to do storage in the back portion of the property.
Okay. Thank you. Since there are no questions from council, sir, would you give us your name and address and then explain to us what you plan to do and why this council should grant you the permission?
All right. My name is Nicholas Litvinenkov, and my address is 37976 Bayview Circle East, Selbyville, Delaware. And we already have the car sales in the front of our the property, and we just want to store the construction vehicles and equipment on the back of the property and cut the trees and make it like all level, nice looking, like cut all the trees in the middle of the portion of the property and store the, possibly put the fencing there and store the commercial vehicles.
So right now on the front you sell cars?
Yes.
But what you want to store is not cars?
Possibly some cars as well, but mainly we already kind of have some of the cars what it's going to repair shop, like to be repaired and then later sold on the back of the repair shop, which is red on the schematic. But in the middle, we want to cut all the trees and make it nice and level. And as I said, possibly it all depends how much it will cost to put the fencing and store the commercial vehicles.
Okay, so right now you don't store any commercial vehicles?
No, we just store all our vehicle. This is the application why we want to be able to store it just for the collecting rent, pretty much, for the storage.
Right. So these vehicles, they're not your commercial vehicles?
Yes. It will not be ours, yes.
It would be somebody else owns the vehicle, they store it on your property, and they pay you a fee to store it.
Exactly,
there.
Yes.
And these are vehicles, I assume, that are drivable, workable. They're not like half junk sitting there.
We don't know. We don't have any people yet who want to store it. But whatever they will bring us, we will store it. If they will pay us rent, then we will store it. So, but probably it will be working. Mostly it will be in working condition and everything. Yes.
Hey,
Bert,
how does that fit in with the condition that Planning and Zoning put in about no junk cars, right? There are other small business commercial in the area next to the property. Isn't there a condition here where the cars must be all operable?
It says no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site, E.
Right, so there's a condition that Planning and Zoning put on that said no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable or trailers shall be stored on the site. So how does that fit in with what you just said? If somebody brings me something, I'm gonna store it.
Be honest, I didn't know what they put that condition in. So if we cannot store the broken cars, or if you will tell us what we cannot store the broken commercial vehicles or anything like that, like tractors, combines, or something like that, if it will be that condition, we will make sure what whoever will bring us, they are planning to fix soon this combines or whatever they'll bring us. So it will be not stored completely like junk, you know what I mean?
Not really, but so how many cars? How many cars on the front lot?
Right. Yeah, like, 30 at least.
No,
not 30. More than 30. 50.
Right now, probably 50. But before the tax season, we usually have probably around 80 on this lot, something like that.
How many of them are getting ready for sale, moving through the process?
What I just told you, around 80. Maximum, I think, one time we had 100. This is already cars ready to sell.
So you got 80 to 100 out here. How many do you have back here waiting to go there?
On the back of the repair shop, at that time, like before the tax time, probably another 70.
70?
70, yes. But this is just around the garage, like next to the garage, ready to go to the garage and get fixed. Yes.
So are you looking for a garage as well?
No, we do have a garage.
He's got a garage.
Yes.
That red thing is a garage.
I thought everything here was non-conforming.
So the car sales and the car repair is a non-conforming use, but he now wants to do, the request came in for car sales and storage of vehicles, commercial vehicles, and for the property.
So is the garage non-conforming?
Or yes.
Yes, it is.
So shouldn't he be asking for repair of vehicles? If
he can, but he does not have to because it is a legal non-conforming use.
Okay, so that part of it, the garage is grandfathered.
Correct. The car sales and
car sales. The car sales and the repair shop is grandfathered. Yes, and actually the previous owner, he had already this storage of the combines since I think he said like 60s, maybe 70s, on the back of the property where that shed is, where that 9.54 ADC number is.
Process.
Yeah, right here, and he stored already in that building. It's a big barn. He stored the combines there, but we want to cut all the trees and make like one big parking lot for like combines, construction vehicles, and stuff like that. Yes.
But isn't the goal, Doug, or ever with a non-conforming use, when you do an expansion like this, to try to bring things into compliance?
That is correct.
So, what we ought to be doing is looking at taking a grandfathered in use and making it now a conform, you know, come into compliance with a conditional use or something of that nature. So, are we looking at this legally, properly? I mean, because I know non-conforming uses in most jurisdictions, you do something, you got to come into compliance. Eventually, that's the goal, is to get everything into compliance. I'm not just saying that the conditional use ought to apply to everything, and then we can get rid of a grandfathering in or a non-conforming use.
As I read it, looking at the short title, it refers to the 9.54 acres, and it said granting a conditional use for commercial vehicle storage and car sales. So I was looking at that it was trying to conform the non-conforming use as well.
What about the mechanical shop?
Again, that was not on the application when it was submitted. And it was not on, the repairs was not on the service level as it was submitted. So we can get the car sales to become legal, but the repair shop would still be legal non-conforming because, again, that has existed prior to zoning.
Unless we make it part of the conditions that he's allowed to do. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we ought to make it all, I think the goal should be to get rid of a non-conforming use if he's asking for the entire 9 acres site, which is the one parcel to become whatever. Yeah. I mean, then we got a non-conforming use and a conditional use, and it just doesn't seem the right way to approach this.
The better way to approach it is exactly right, to try to make it all conforming under the conditional use and have the conditions
match. We need to have that then done, right? Okay.
Janelle, how would that
look? We'd have to do it.
Well, one of the conditions now says all repairs shall be performed indoors. So the conditions are already recognizing that it also includes repair and the car sales. I do know there was discussion regarding the location of the parking of the vehicles, that they are closer than what they could be by code, but they, that has existed for decades, and that they did not want to condition that or require that to come in. The Planning Commission did not want to, that to have, there was concern about that having to come into compliance.
Well, why? Anyway, okay. I don't know since what I was going to
what, what's that next door?
The junkyard.
The junkyard.
It's a junkyard.
It's a junkyard.
Yes.
Been there for?
Non-conforming.
Yes.
Non-conforming junkyard.
Grandfather.
Your grandfather's junkyard.
There you are. I didn't know he had one. How about that? I learned something.
Is all the is the entire 15 acres a non-conforming junkyard, or is it just a portion of it, or what is the deal on the junkyard? Do we know?
That I don't know. The property, the use of the junkyard is definitely legal non-conforming because it has existed prior to zoning.
I know it.
Yeah, there is a repair shop and the junkyard. Yeah.
Yeah, right. He's been repairing cars there too.
So I guess the question is, from if I'm hearing this right from Mr. Cole or Mr. Burton, the question is, how do we
Get Everett to
deal with this and make it conforming everything?
We'll let Everett
maybe the parking can't
work his magic.
Whatever.
You're interested in it being all.
All legal and everything.
Yeah, legal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to do. Get it so we get rid of this non-conforming stuff.
I have a couple of questions. Okay. You keep mentioning push down all the trees. Are you leaving any trees as screens or buffers around the edges? Are you doing any type of fencing? Because you're doing a lot of storage potentially.
Be honest, like in the middle, we want to cut everything because we have the, I think. Maybe 8-foot fence between us and junkyard, so we don't want to like leave any trees or anything. But if we have to, like on the like bottom portion, if we have to leave it, then we will.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But on between you and the junkyard, is there a fence running the whole length of the property?
Whole length, yes.
Is it your fence or their fence?
Junkyard fence.
Can you zoom out, please? Not whole length. I think it's going
there.
Until here or here. Yeah, I think it's going until here. Yes.
Okay. There's not much sense in screening yourself with junkyard.
Well, no, it's already got a fence on the junkyard, so, right.
They don't care about that. Yeah, okay. So, Mr. Moore, what's our you can work on, we can defer this, you can work on a reason, our way of bringing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We'll look at the conditions that have already in there. Some appear to explain part of it anyway, and we'll just make sure it's covered. And is it the council's desire that along the back of the property that buffering remain?
I would think so, because we're buffering it from that residential rezoned agricultural.
And also on the other side.
Yeah.
Yes. Not worrying about buffering with the junkyard.
Well, the junkyard fence, it doesn't go all the way back to the 15 acres. It stops where, in there somewhere?
About in there.
Yes, about there.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Probably right about where the tree line starts.
Right. Fences do make good neighbors, but anyway.
Through the trees.
Okay.
We'll think about that.
If you were to be approved with this new commercial vehicle storage, how many vehicles would be in your business plan?
Be honest, we don't have any right now, but probably if we will cut all these trees and everything, we can put 50. It all depends how big, like combines or something like that. But if it's like big, like tempers or like not really big construction equipment, probably 50. But if something bigger, then it will cut the numbers. So probably between 20 and 50.
Is your thought that a roofing company is going to show up there in the morning, fire up 50 trucks and drive out, go to all their roofing jobs, come back, roll their trucks in there, park them, put the keys in the pocket, and go home? Is that the deal? Or are you talking about I have a truck I use every once in a while. I'm going to park it there. I'll let you know.
Mainly, I think it's the goal is for the long storage. So they will park it and take it for like a month or so to do whatever they need to do the job, and then park it back for the rest of the, like for the winter or something. Yeah. Like a boat storage, like they run it for the summer, but in the winter they park it. So probably something like that, yes.
So the
not
idea,
everyday thing,
the
yes.
idea of commercial vehicle storage really isn't the goal. It's storage. It could be a boat. It could be a car. It could be a tractor. It could
yes.
be a, okay.
Okay, do you have anything else to add? Okay, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone that would just like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing at this point. If council desires, close the public record except for any information I give on the proposed findings.
Okay. We'll close the public hearing, and we'll close public record except for Mr. Moore's answers back to us on the question about bringing it into a conforming use. Motion, Mr. Cole, to defer with that condition, to give back from you, and a second for that from Mr. Burton. Question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. So we deferred it. We have an act on it now. We're going to let our council come back to us with a way to hopefully bring this into a conforming use, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then we will bring it up under old business at a different meeting and act on it. Stay in touch with Ms. Cornwell, and she can tell you where we are in the process and when we're going to do that.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be a long thing, but you know, probably a couple weeks or more, whatever.
Thanks for coming.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Sorry about it.
No, that's okay. I'm just glad you got here when you did. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Audience, we're now adjourned.
Done.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're done.